Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A healthcare provider in Knoxville has accepted a new position. Where is he going? Why? And what would he like to share with his community? Let's go in depth with Dr. Mike Vanetta with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Mike, I always knew you were a teacher. Now here you are, moving on, going to teach.
Well, I've always liked teaching. Practically everything I've done that I've really enjoyed has been about teaching in some way or another. I guess it started when I was in a master's program way back when, and taught the biology students and things like that. But it's more about helping people to find a path and overcome resistance in their sort of life adventures, their life directions. And in the master's program is about how to get through biology easier. And in medicine, it's how to find a good way to practice medicine that makes it life easier for the students and to learn the knowledge that's necessary to do that. So I've always liked teaching. It's been just a passion of mine forever. The Marion County Writers Workshop, I've sort of been facilitator there. And the learning that I get as I go out to conferences and so forth, it's there because I'm supposed to pass that on to someone. It's not there for me. It's for other people. And teaching is one way to do that.
Well, and I've known that you were a teacher and a good teacher, because I don't know how many times we've done interviews over the years where there was a student here that would listen and be working while we were doing the interview.
Yeah, I was impressed as an intern and as a medical student with the kind of people who were really eager to teach and who helped me to become a better doctor and imparted the knowledge they had to me and to other medical students. And I vowed kind of then that I would always be involved with teaching. And frankly, I think it's at this level of education, it's a duty for people who are physicians to go out and help the up-and-coming physicians be as good a physician as they can. So when I went into practice, and way back when, in the late 80s, I'm ashamed to say, I've always had students, always, and it's not only been good for the students, I think, but it certainly has been good for me. A lot of medicine has changed in the last 25 years, and it's been the students who have helped me to keep up to speed on all of that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dr. Mike Vanetta. Well, and you're returning to your alma mater, is that right?
That's correct. I graduated from there, again, in the 80s somewhere.
Mm-hmm. At Des Moines University.
At Des Moines University. Back then, the school had just arisen out of the ashes of the A.T. Still School on 6th Avenue, where it had classes of 20 and 30 people, and one of the oldest osteopathic medical schools in the United States. And Leonard Asnier had just taken over the reins a few years before and had become a major fundraiser and had purchased the campus up at the old St. Joseph's Academy on Grand. But even at the time I went to school, we were in old, like, third-grade desks with the flip-tops and things like that and dusty auditoriums. And while I was there, they built the Asnier Academic Center and began to modernize it, and that campaign of modernization for that medical school has gone on, not only in the physical structure, which is gorgeous, but also in the number of programs that they've got. They've got PA programs, they've got the health administrator programs. I think they've got, you know, it's become a major university and among, I think, the best medical schools in the country.
And what are you going to be teaching?
Well, I'm not exactly sure yet. Having gone through medical school, I can remember all of my lectures that I, you know, well, not all, every detail, but I remember the way the courses were structured and all the different courses that we have. And I'll probably be involved with teaching all of those courses in one way or another, in a lecture format and in lab formats. The school has originally started with a real big emphasis on primary care and making sure that physicians are going out to be family practitioners and general internists and taking care of the population of Iowa, especially Iowa, and with a big track and emphasis on rural medicine so that, again, the population of Iowa could be better cared for. And that, at the time I was in medical school, was quite unlike the emphasis that was being placed at allopathic medical schools like the University of Iowa, et cetera. And the school has, over the years, slowly kind of moved away from that into more specialty training, and the number of students going into primary care fields has slowly moved away. But over the last 2 or 3 years, especially with the new president that's there, the emphasis has been placed on, again, going back to the roots of primary care and taking care of the people in the field.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dr. Mike Vinetta.
Well, there's been some changes recently at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. What do you think about the direction the hospital is going?
I've been here 10 years, and in 10 years, it's been a steady upward improvement the entire time. And it's the kind of thing that builds on itself, that the more you get, the more you get. And so we're seeing changes coming more rapidly. But I think the last maybe 3 years, there's been an even faster improvement of the medical care and the quality of care, and paying much closer attention to the details of what it means to provide quality care than I've seen in the last 7 years I was here. So I attribute that to the change of administration and a change of the corporate climate, if you will. We're definitely in a position here where people feel more comfortable in doing what they're doing. Any sort of defensiveness that may have been here years when I started has sort of slipped away, and people are more inclined to be operating as a team now, and less worried about where they stand within the administration. And so there's kind of a esprit de corps that's happened here that I haven't seen. And so practicing here has been a joy, and it's been even more of a joy in the last few years. And so when this offer came up, it was really with reluctance that I took it. I mean, I had to think and pray a lot about this before I said, okay, I'm going to do it, because I want to be part of an organization like this hospital. Unfortunately, the offer is just too good to refuse.
Mm-hmm. So you'll miss working here?
I will. I'll miss working here. I'll miss the people I work with, the staff, the providers that work here. I think in the 10 years I've been here, this is the very best staff we've ever had, with everyone sort of on an even keel as far as providing care, and with really good teamwork among the providers. So I'm going to miss that. And I've run into patients, and I've not so much seen them here, although I do see them here, of course, but I've seen more patients on the street than I've seen here since I've made this decision, who have come up to me and said, sorry, you're going to go, and we're going to miss you, and who should I go see after you're gone? There's a lot of sort of, it's a thing I'm definitely going to miss. I'll have to go through a grieving process because there's a lot of people I've got great relationships with. I mean, there's a man sitting in the room right now who I have a great relationship with. And I think that it's mutual. We'll both miss each other. I'm going to live here in Knoxville, and I'll see these people all the time. And every time I see a lot of these people, I'm going to say, boy, I sure wish I was their doctor, because I get to talk to them about details of their life that I'll never get to talk to them about again. So it's, I definitely am going to be sad to leave the patients and as well as the staff and everybody else. It's not an easy thing to do for me.
Now, if you think about the future for Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Do you see some directions that you think the hospital could go that maybe it's thinking about heading or not quite heading at?
Well, already a building project's underway, and we haven't really broke ground yet, but it's really not that far away. So there's going to be a modernization of the physical plant, which that's going to be a good thing. But what's really happening here is is that this hospital is in lockstep with the medical home model, with the model called accountable care organizations, where the goal here is to look at people who have been using a lot of the healthcare resources, with lots of admissions to the hospital, lots of emergency room visits, lots of medication use, and even with that, lots of disability that is ongoing, and taking a very aggressive approach to those patients, in an effort to the primary effort is to decrease utilization so that these people are not taking up all of our healthcare dollars. But the ultimate response, the outcome of that effort, which is to be sure these people get their physicals, be sure they get their screening mammograms and their screening colonoscopies, and do the kind of preventive care that's necessary and kind of intensive care in these people that's necessary, will prevent all these admissions, prevent these emergency visits, because these people will be healthier with that kind of effort. And that's the whole goal. And this comes right out of Obamacare. And it's being paid for by Obamacare, and it's a fairly radical change compared to the old fee for service structure that we currently still operate under. But nonetheless, it's where healthcare is going to go, where it has to go. And as I said, the hospital is in lockstep with that, and we're moving ahead with that. And I think Knoxville Hospital is one of the leaders in that in the state.
Now, you came from seeing a patient before we're meeting here today, and I presume you'll go on to see a patient. What are you going to tell them about leaving? How do you bring it up? How do you tell somebody, hey, I might not see you again? What do you do?
Well, you know, Bob, thanks to people like you and our hospital PR department, everyone knows already, and they bring it up to me. So I have to respond by saying, you know, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss the patients, all of them, and I'm going to miss this experience. And I'm not doing this. It's just kind of what I said to you. I'm not doing this lightly. It was a very tough choice for me, but it's an offer I've sort of had in mind all my life to do. It isn't often that positions in medical school, faculty positions, come open. And when it came open, I just had to jump, and the offer was just too good to be true. So I just say, hey, I'm still living around here. I'll see you on the street.
Anything else you'd like to share today?
I think I have a lot of gratitude to this place. It's housed me for 10 years. It offered me an opportunity to do rural medicine, which I had never done before, gave me an opportunity to use my talents and skills in a way that I could never have done in the big city, has given me an opportunity to kind of completely changed my circle of friends, which you don't get very often in life, and I've been real thankful for that. So I just pretty much a level of gratitude I'll carry on for the rest of my life.
Thanks to Mike Vanetta for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.